If judgment is now started with you,
amen.
Yes, sir.
And the thing you're judging now is yourself.
Amen.
And it must be judged by truth.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you sit in your seat to judge, what have I done? Your conversation with God can do more than I can.
Amen.
Because he'll hear you.
Amen.
This is not for you to judge yourself by anyone else.
That's right.
You judge yourself by the work you've done.
Amen.
Has it been? Is it? According to God's eternal word. For a man to tell a congregation of people, you are no longer, I need you to understand what his voice did. You're disfellowshipped. That's moved away from God.
Amen.
Unto tears, they can never be a part of the firstborn. And God cleaned everything and gave it to you.
Amen.
There was no way that Kenneth Norton Shelton Omega Yenidip Lamoo could ever put his hands on the church. He couldn't get a judge or a law firm, five or six of them, to touch the church. Because God had a defender.
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Because you've judged yourself, I'd rather suffer with the people of God.
Amen.
Than to have the pleasures of this world.
Amen.
And look at them. The world has engulfed them.
Amen.
Amen.
But we have held a standard.
Thank God.
A standard bearer that the Lord said will not change.
Amen.
So when people see you, they could be on a bicycle riding up the street.
Yes.
And they see your attire.
Amen.
That's why it's important to me that somebody holds it.
Amen.
Because when they see it, it's a standard bearer.
Amen.
They said, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Why? They saw you. And they hadn't been around a church member in 30, 40 years. But they saw and they remembered.
Amen.
They said, my great grandmother, whoever she was,
yes,
went to that church. What church? The church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he called the name. They lived out in Mandarin. He said, out in the woods. The only person we know in the woods was the Ellis's. So we said, Ellis. He said, Ellis. How did he associate what you look like with God? But when this man gave credence to why we look the way we do, because we are not a part of the world.
Amen.
Though we're in it.
Amen.
And we make a standard that we must bear it. But Kenneth Norton Thomas Omega Yitadith Lamood Shelton changed it. He said the world like us better this way.
Amen.
Of course they would.
Yes.
You're of them.
That's right. Amen.
But the Lord said the world would hate you.
Amen.
When you're of him.
Amen.
That's right.
They're not going to be your friend.
That's right. Amen.
You have a lion.
Amen.
You have an ox.
Amen.
You have an eagle.
Yes, Lord.
And you have a man.
Yes.
That will carry you from one place to the other. Go.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If the Lord sent help, when the standard came for dresses to be approximately 8 inches from the floor, not to the floor, it was set. Bishop Johnson did that.
Amen.
And the whole world picked it up. When you want to look sanctified, they picked up what he's put.
Amen.
What God gave him.
Amen. So true.
People weren't wearing no hats to church. It was fashionable for hats. But when you came into worship, it was Bishop Johnson that got the revelation. Cover women if you're going to pray or prophesy.
Amen.
He said, since you don't know when it's coming, wear one all the time.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And what did the world do? Church folk. Follow him.
Amen.
But never went to him.
Amen.
They went to Reb at the Primitive Baptist Church. What is that?
Primitive.
An African Methodist Episcopal. So the church is called by your nationality?
Whatever you do.
When he got the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Perfection.
Amen.
Now everybody want to get some derivative of what is perfect.
Amen.
Amen.
And when I tell you, Elder Washington judged himself in a second.
Yes, he
did. I want to meet God. Amen. He said, and he can see wrong and right.
Amen.
He can say, I'm going to stay with wrong.
No, sir.
Because, you know, I'll be the big man and all wrong.
Amen.
He said, to hell, no.
Amen. Yes, he did.
Hell,
no.
No. He's a righteous man. And since he said, since I've been here, the Lord is purging everything and building him up in truth. Because you got to judge yourself by truth.
Amen.
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 To the church of the firstborn.
Amen.
This might be on Facebook, but I ain't talking to the folks on Facebook.
No, sir. Talk to the church.
I'm talking to the church that might be on Facebook.
Amen.
Trying to get in.
Amen.
Say, where is that church that Esther go to? And Esther say, my preacher, he's on Facebook.
Yes.
They say, he is? Yes. When they see him, she'll say, go to him. You have a testimony here.
Amen.
When you find that thing that is good, hold on to it.
Amen.
And he said, try every spirit. So try the words by what you see. Try the words. Oh, somebody can tell you they so crazy about you. Try it.
Amen.
Try it.
Amen.
Let me give you a story of Jesus. Every time you hear about poor Judas, this ain't gonna be a Judas sermon. What about the other 11? That's you.
Amen.
The other 11.
Yes.
Why would we worry ourselves at one?
That's right.
It has been disfellowship. Why worry about it?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, he felt bad.
Yeah, sure.
He felt so bad what he did. But you're going to judge the word or you're going to judge the doings? How did they know who Jesus was? It was by his doings.
Yes.
But 11 stayed.
Amen.
And I want to spend the time to talk to the 11.
Amen.
Because it's you, the Lord said, I'm going away to prepare a place, and I'll come back and get you.
Amen.
Now, if he hadn't done that yet, we're most miserable.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Has he come and got you?
Amen.
You say he took my feet out of the miry clay?
Amen.
You say he's given me life for death?
Amen.
You say I'm going from joy to joy, from glory to glory, from life to life.
Right.
All this stuff you saying that he said.
That's right.
He didn't, where you get it from?
He gave it. Amen.
So that means he had to come out of heaven.
That's right. Yes.
And give you something that will comfort you at a time such as this.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It was called a ghost.
Yes.
It was called a spirit.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
But whatever it is, you better get it.
Yes.
And you better hold on to it with all that you have.
Amen.
And let everything else go.
Amen.
It is time now for serious folk to learn who this God is.
Amen.
And people think, oh, he's so sweet. He's so nice. He'll do anything for you. Okay? Cross it.
Amen.
Cross it. I have learned in my few days, I don't ever want to feel how Jesus felt when on the cross they were wagging their heads at him, spitting at him, saying, "You're supposed to be. Why don't you come down?"
Come on down.
And he had to suffer. He didn't move. And I thank him. Because he had me in his mind. And I thank him. Because had he come down to fight in that current day, today wouldn't be possible. But he said, "I got to get a ghost." To come down from heaven and grab the souls that want to meet me in peace. And I said, "I'm one of them. I don't want to feel ever the betrayal of them that said, 'I'll go with you.' And he gave you something so hard that you say, 'I don't want to walk with you anymore.' And he has to continue."
Yes.
Yes.
And nobody stood with him. He was by himself. Because he had, "I have a child that's going to be born first. And I don't want the ground to hold up."
Yes.
I'm going to go down to hell.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm going to make sure everything that's on its way there will not have an excuse. I'm going down alone.
Yeah.
But when I get up, he had us in mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever feel the love of a mother that the daughter said, "Mom, I found you. I found you."
Yeah.
And the mother said, "Where did you find this truth?"
Yeah.
Said, "There's this preacher in his little hut. Don't pay any attention to what his building looked like. Pay attention to his word."
Yeah.
And the mother said, "I'm going to visit." The mother said, I'm going down in the water in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
She's thinking, I'm going to come and walk with my daughter. She's thinking, me and my daughter are going to be saved. And while she's walking, the Holy Ghost come upon her. And the enemy takes the daughter. He said, there would be two at the well. But why you have to take? Hallelujah. So a mother that gave suck has to now say, my child chose the world over God. And she has to continue days into weeks, weeks into months, months into years. And the daughter go out and do the thing that caused death. And the mother has to continue. And all she can say is, Lord, I'm glad you found me. Ever keep me? Ever keep me? Ever keep me? Because I'm not going to turn. If children don't go, if my brother don't go, I'm going to go on. I'm glad that I will never have to feel that Jesus was by himself, because I have him now. And I will never have to feel what he felt. He took it for me. But can you understand? My child brought me to the wave and left it. And I have to continue. And my heart is broken, but I got to go on. Now the world would tell me, maybe you should just give it your daughter for a while and forsake the heaven. Forsake my home and glory. For how long? If I leave it for one moment, it's not guaranteed that I'll get back. I can't make that exchange. I'd rather suffer without it than to go to hell with it. So the mother said, when my daughter put me down, God picked me. He picked me up. And he gave me his mysteries. He gave me how he was going to bring souls at one. So I know he's with me. I know he's with me. Why would I leave this to have the comfort of something that I cannot say I'm not able? How is Jesus feel? When that Samaritan came up to him, said, you can't talk to us. Don't talk to me. Me and you don't agree. But Jesus kept on talking.
Yeah.
Because he had something to say. Let me tell you about yourself.
Yes, man. That's
right. A brother was saying, I got to go to church. And I kept correcting. I said, you're not going to church. Worship. You're going to worship.
Amen.
And it didn't quite click.
Amen.
But when he got ready to hang up, his wife was listening.
Yeah.
She said, Bishop, I have to go because I have to get ready to go worship.
Amen.
Got it that quick.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't go to church. You go to worship.
Amen.
You go to a temple that might be called, the building called the church. But to the churches, he's talking to you.
Yes. Amen.
It's time to do something now.
Man.
That's
true. Serve God.
Yeah.
Serve the world. If you are the church of the firstborn, I know you.
Man.
I know you.
Because
you and I are
one.
Because he told God, make them like us.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to leave them.
Yes, that's right.
Make them like us.
Amen.
What are we together? What is the word coming from a thought? We are one.
Amen.
One is just thought, spirit, word, spirit.
One.
But they're one. God has all the thoughts. The word came out and was made flesh.
Amen.
But it was the same thing in God's mind.
Amen.
Yes.
They're one. What's in the heart? God, God, us. God. If the truth has come to you, if you now know good and evil, you are God. What are you going to do about it? You going to follow evil? Or are you going to follow good? My message is to the church of the firstborn.
Yes.
This message don't have to be preached but one time for you to get victory.
Amen. 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 That's right. Glory, hallelujah. That's right. That's right.
It had to come to a point, and I'll take you to Jesus.
Yeah. That's right.
He said, I'm going to go away now.
Amen.
He said, y'all stay right here. Don't go with me, y'all. I had y'all long enough. Stay here and y'all pray.
Amen.
And he went away.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah.
But he came to check on you. Jesus came. And what were they doing? What were you all doing?
Sleeping.
He went away back to get something so good. Come back for folks that would be praying. What were y'all doing the second time?
Sleeping.
Y'all sleep on Elder Gerald's watch. And the third time he came, what did he tell you to do?
Sleep.
Now think about sleep.
Yeah.
You got the message next Sunday. Sleep on. And he went on about his business. Did he come back to check on them?
Not again.
No. When he tell you to sleep on, when you think them people that are going to sleep are going to wake? But in his infinite grace that he wanted to introduce to you, he gave them a chance. He has given you his spirit. And it's time now to take it. And begin to execute judgment. Where you call wrong, right. Will you make right wrong? Or where would you be one say, what did the Lord say?
That's right. Amen.
The Lord is the law.
Amen.
And this is a room for law.
Amen.
As a courtroom.
Amen.
And when you come, you must come with your evidence.
Amen.
And you must be compassed about with a great crowd of witnesses.
Amen.
Say, this is what the Lord has done before.
Amen.
I can call this person as a witness.
Amen.
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 And I did what they did. Yes. Therefore, I get their reward.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. True.
Amen.
Righteousness must be executed.
Amen.
That is true. Amen.
Don't call your wrong right.
Amen.
Not in the face of God, would you?
No, sir.
No, sir.
The son you all call prodigal went to a place that was not known by the church.
Amen.
That's right.
But when he came to himself,
yes.
Amen. He remembered what the church had.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
He didn't bring the foolishness.
Amen.
Amen.
That is right.
But don't try to use him as a witness and you're still eating the slop.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't use him as a witness because he refused. He decided to go home.
That's right. Amen.
It is time to execute judgment.
That's right.
That is right.
Are you wrong or right?
Hallelujah to God. What did God
say? Amen.
If the word of the Lord said something, that was God's thoughts before it was even said.
Amen.
Amen.
Do that.
But when it came and proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
What have you heard God say that you don't like and you won't do? Mm-hmm. It's time to execute judgment. What's going to happen to you if you don't?
Yeah.
Bishop don't have to tell you, do he?
No, sir.
Mm. You got that same thing that came back to get you.
Amen.
He said, I'm just coming back to grab my church.
Amen.
I'm coming back to do what? What, what else he say he coming back to do?
Get the church.
Come to get the church.
That's all.
And in that move of getting the church, he's going to execute judgment on the world. Who's going to be with him?
Church.
You better be.
Amen.
So all these women out there saying, oh, I can preach as well as a Mayan. Okay, go ahead.
Preach on.
Preach on. But that on going to stop. And your eye open. And he said, didn't I say not to do that? It's time to execute judgment. If someone sees something is written in the word of God and they say, mm-mm, who you think going to get the punishment? The word? You think God going to hurt himself?
No, sir.
He going to say good riddance. What tears did God cry over Judas? Nan. It is time now to execute judgment.
Amen.
Are you right or wrong?
Amen.
And if the Lord comes right now and Bishop hadn't said, Lord, forgive him. Don't count on it. I taught you to do that.
Yes,
I taught you when I'm not even in your coast.
Yes.
How to maintain your relationship with God.
Amen.
I taught you that.
Yes, Lord.
A mystery opened up to you.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Don't make the walk hard. It's not. He said it's easy.
Amen.
All you got to do is execute judgment. I'm wrong. Have mercy.
Amen.
Don't try to hold on and think, oh, I'll be all right.
No,
you
sir.
Will?
No, sir.
Bishop said, I'm going to be all right. Was I talking to you? I'm talking to the church of the
firstborn.
Them that cannot lose their right.
Amen.
Because God himself laid his hands on you and gave it to you.
Thank you, Lord.
He ain't gone anywhere. Jesus hadn't gone anywhere. Amen. But, you know, he just changed bodies.
That's right.
He's right here.
Amen.
He's in you.
Amen.
Amen.
He came back to do that.
That's right.
So now you can go with him. The place he has prepared, you can go now.
Amen.
So at Pentecost, he said, these souls were now added to
the church.
The church is now his body.
Amen.
Are you in the church triumph?
I am.
Amen.
Don't think that God is going to save you on GP.
No, sir.
Because you're so kind. You're so nice.
No, sir.
Terrible. It's time to execute judgment on what is what's in my heart. Where are the treasures in my heart?
Amen.
Where are they?
Amen.
It is time to execute judgment. To what? That thing in the mirror.
Amen.
Amen.
My words to you is, what you're looking at in the mirror, you can't save it. Don't try.
That's right.
You cannot save it.
That's right.
It is doomed.
That's right.
The word of the Lord is against it.
Yes.
That is true.
I don't care how much you try to save what you're looking at in the mirror. It is going downward. It's going to turn to ashes.
Amen.
It's going to go to dust.
Amen.
Amen.
But the thing that you cannot see.
Hallelujah.
You know where I'm going.
Yes, sir.
It's the bones that mess is on.
That's right. Amen.
I came for things that are eternal.
Eternal.
Your flesh isn't.
Amen.
And the mind that goes with that flesh is contrary to God. So whatever it thinks, you go to the word of the Lord and say, what did he say?
Amen.
What was in the thought of God when he created everything? You're not just having a conversation by yourself when you're opening the word of the Lord and you're exploring things and trying to figure it out. I said, Lord, is there any sense I could talk to about this? And even if a saint don't even understand it, they'll listen. They might think you're crazy, but they'll listen. But they should consider.
Amen.
When one saint is talking to another saint and God is writing a book of remembrance.
Yes.
We have suffered long enough. We need to preserve our energy.
Amen.
And preserve what God has given us now. Because it's going to decline tomorrow. But what I have now, I'm going to preserve. I'm not going to tell God to preserve something way down the road. I need preservation
now.
But you start considering, what am I going to do to preserve what God has given me?
No.
It goes in the ear and down to the heart, and you're holding on to it. Don't let the enemy come in and have a feast.
Amen.
And you look around and say, I ain't been to church in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't? What you mean you haven't been worshiping God in 3 years?
Amen.
If you say it that way, that makes more sense to you. I ain't been to church.
Uh-huh.
I haven't worshipped. My voice has been absent. In that space of time, what do you think the angels that had charge over you were doing? Come on, dummy. You're a fool. And don't try to quote a scripture to the angel. Say, you know, you can't call your brother fool. Angels, I ain't your brother.
Amen.
You think I'm in flesh and blood?
Not so.
I ain't your brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It is time to execute judgment according to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
When there were millions of us or thousands of us or billions or whatever it is God got.
Yeah.
Somebody went out.
Amen.
Amen.
And the ones that went out showed you and manifest they went out.
Amen.
That's true.
They changed the name.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
They changed something. One word they changed. They changed it.
Amen.
Why? Oh, if we didn't, the law will come against us if we didn't You worried about the ball?
Lord God.
When the Lord has already said the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, what else could the church be called? African American Episcopal? What does that mean?
Mm-mm.
What if you're not African? This is not a religion for your creed, your color, or your nationality.
Amen.
What you're looking at in the mirror don't matter to God. It's going to be dissolved. Your bone looks just like mine.
Amen.
True. Amen.
That's true.
Amen. That's right.
And your bone are going to react just like mine when it gets something new.
Amen.
The firstborn I'm talking to.
That's right. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord was getting us closer and closer to being dressed with a lion as an armor, an ox as an armor, as an eagle as an armor, and a man with an armor. And behind me is an army of them on white horses, and I thank God it's you, and it's time for the firstborn to understand who you are.
Amen.
And don't give up your right to ride.
Amen.
Don't exchange your white horse for a black one. Don't even exchange it for a speckled one.
No, keep what you get. That's right. Keep what you get.
Amen.
The righteousness of saints.
That's right.
Is your white robe.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the world choke out all the good that I have done. If I am preaching to your bones, let what I preach remain.
Amen.
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 Because that's what God is going to grab. And when you come with him to execute judgment, what are you going to say different from God? Not a thing. So what did the word say? You can wake up a man from the dead and try to talk to him. He said, what you talking to me for? What you bothering me for? He said, didn't God say he written the thing from you? What you think I'm going to change it? I'm going back to sleep. Bye. You can't even from the ground change God. That man that God opened his mind to tell you, don't go to hell. Don't go to the flames. It's a terrible place. Why would you want a vacation in a place that's terrible?
I wouldn't do that.
Why would you even buy a ticket to fly to a place that is torment day and night?
Wouldn't do it.
And you're sitting at the beach of flames and think you're not going to get burned? The sand you're laying on. Why vacation?
Amen.
Even for a moment. If you knew the hour God was coming, I'll tell y'all to dance the jig. Don't do anything you're going to do. Go. Shoot up, kill up, do everything you want to do. Anything you're big enough to do, you like, go do it. If you know when he's coming. Because the night before, you get to say, Lord, forgive me. I did this, forgive me. He has to forgive you.
Amen.
But what if you don't know? Because that's the thing, yeah. Jude
and Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied these, saying, behold, the Lord
came coming. Here the Lord, here's a man that God translated, prophesying to the church.
Behold.
Behold, I'm telling you, look.
The Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints.
Wow. Are you in this number?
Amen.
Are you the church of the firstborn?
Amen.
Hebrews 11. Yes.
To execute judgment.
Not to play around.
To execute judgment.
We ain't coming to say, are you ready?
Execute.
We're coming to do what?
Execute
judgment.
Upon all.
Not just a little bit.
All.
None. All who?
And to convince all that are ungodly.
I come to convince you, if you are not walking in God,
among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed.
I love the way he said this. But it's among you.
That's right.
It's among you.
That's right.
But we came to convince them by our doing right.
Amen.
They're wrong.
Amen. And of all their hard speeches.
All the things that they've said that, like a puff in the wind.
Which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are.
Yes.
These are murmurers.
Murmurers.
Complainers.
Complainers.
Walking after their own lust.
Whatever they want to do out of their own heart, they're going to do. And we come to execute judgment.
And their mouth speaketh great swelling words.
Oh, they got great things to
having
say.
Men, persons, and admiration because of advantage.
Because they had an advantage. But now they've lost their advantage.
But beloved.
Beloved, talking to you now.
Yeah.
Firstborn.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Remember
ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Remember what the man of God said.
Amen. Now that they told you.
Don't remember the things your friend said that made you turn.
That's right.
Remember what the man of God said.
Yeah.
How they told you.
They told you
that there should be mockers. In the last times.
You don't think that's here?
Amen.
Amen.
Who should walk after their own ungodly lusts.
Whatever they want to do is ungodly. God. It's time for you to execute judgment. You don't need friends that try to persuade you not to go worship.
Amen.
No, sir.
You don't need any friend to say, stay home and watch the game with me.
No, sir.
What day is it? Say, well, FSU is playing.
Gotta go worship.
I'll go to church. Say, oh, the Gators are playing. Oh, I'll stay.
Go worship.
Now, don't let anything ungodly convince you to stop doing the godly thing.
Amen.
Amen.
These be. They who separate themselves.
No longer.
Sensual.
Want to walk now with the church. Sensual.
Having not the Spirit.
Having not the Spirit. But ye.
Beloved.
You're loved of God.
Amen. Building up yourselves.
Build yourself up.
On your most holy faith.
What do you believe? Do you believe you're the children of the firstborn? Amen. Do you believe you're part of the church?
Yes. Amen. I am. Amen.
Then nothing can change that. Not even you.
Amen. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Pray now.
Keep yourselves
in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself in the commandments of God.
Looking for the mercy.
Every morning you're looking.
Hallelujah.
Having mercy on me, Lord.
Amen.
Every morning you're looking.
Amen. For the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Have it? Do you have it?
I have it.
How many times have I seen Elder Jared go to someone's hand and take the hand and just put nothing in it? But the act of, I'm giving you something. Mm-hmm. But it's coming from here, but this is just to get your attention.
Hang on.
I'm giving you something. It's the words.
Amen.
Welcome to the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hold on to something.
Amen.
Now unto him.
Hallelujah.
That is able to keep you now from
falling. Yes.
And to pre. Get past that.
The
church of the firstborn.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to present you.
All
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Ever keep me.
Ever keep you, Lord.
It came up as a
memorial.
Amen.
So the Lord can answer now.
Yeah.
Amen.
When he said an angel came to Cornelius and said, Cornelius, send forth.
That's right. Peter.
You have been kept by God.
Hallelujah to God.
Don't ask him to keep you again. Ask him something else because that he is done.
That's right. Amen.
And I will say, who can now pluck you? Now, walk worthy. You know there's got to be something else coming.
Amen.
Because when the Holy Ghost came and said your prayer came up as a memorial, we got the answer.
Get along.
Here's my witness. You hear Taurus?
Amen.
It opened to you.
Amen.
The knock on the door wasn't in vain.
Amen.
But that cry that I want to be real.
Amen.
I'm going to be a witness.
Yeah.
You got to be. That's the thing you must do now. If he's going to keep you, you've got to be real.
Amen.
In everything that you do.
Amen.
Because if God is keeping you, there's not going to be a misstep anywhere.
Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Now unto him.
Yes.
He's going to keep the church.
Yes, he is.
And if you can see me or hear me, and I can see you and know you're near, I'm talking to you.
Amen.
I will say like my brother Nehemiah, if the pain and things that I'm going through now is for you,
amen.
I will clap.
Yes.
Wear this badge of honor,
yes,
that I did it for you.
Thank God.
And I'll die on my feet.
Amen.
But I ask the Lord,
sir,
give me another day.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Why? Not for me. I want to go and rest of the season and know that my calling and has been assured.
Yes.
I'd rather be present with God than to be absent. So when you're looking at that thing in the mirror and you think that's in the presence of God, know that it is not.
It is not.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
But there's something on the inside.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
He said, I've had trouble on every side. And this flesh want me to go downward, but I'm determined. Are you in the church triumphant, B flat? Or you don't do B flat? He's able to present you. So who kept you? How many times have you faltered and he kept you?
Yes, he did. Yes, Lord.
It's time to go now to Mount Zion.
Mount Zion. Yes,
we are going to God's city.
Yes, Lord.
What are you going to take with you? Pack light. What do you want to take? Do you want anything from here? Are you in the church? Are you triumphant? Are you in the Savior's bride? Come on now, let's go up to Mount Zion.
But ye are coming to Mount Zion.
You have come now.
Unto Mount Zion.
Up to Mount Zion.
And unto the city of the living God.
You're now in the city
of God.
You're where the angels are walking around saying, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad you made it. I'm so glad you made it. I'm so glad you made it.
Yeah. Unto the city of the living God.
The city of the living God.
The heavenly Jerusalem. And
where did things start out? It started out in Nazareth, Jerusalem. And now you're in heavenly Jerusalem. Welcome to the house of the Lord.
An innumerable company of angels.
You can't even count the angels that are in your company.
To the general assembly.
To the general assembly.
And church of the firstborn.
Welcome.
Which are written in heaven.
Where?
Which are written in heaven.
Where?
Which are written
in heaven. You've been kept. You've been kept.
And God, the judge of all.
The one that's going to execute judgment.
And to the spirits of just men, made
perfect. You're made perfect. Will you now abide in this? Are you in?
I am in the church.
Triumph on, praise the Lord.
I am in.
Are you in?
I am in the church.
Triumph on, praise the Lord.
I am in.
And forevermore. Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023. In the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.
Yes, we have it like the Bible says. Yes.